This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's 7 after the hour. This is the DJV program. I'm Doug, as in Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is absent today, but she has a note from her mother, so she's okay. Victoria Keelan is here. Jay Kirshner, I got a note from her mother yesterday, so she's covered. And I don't know what, I've never gotten a note from Fancy Nancy Victoria at all. I don't know what the hell. Let's do it. The story with that. Okay, so let's go back to vaccines and some of the ancillary stories, the things that are going on, the warnings about what, you know, is what's to be expected, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I saw some stats about the U.S. life expectancy and how things have changed over the past couple of years. The 5-year intervals that they usually measure these in, like your generation is not expected to live as long as my generation. That seems to be in the stats. And one wonders, what are the elements, what is affecting, obviously, in the near term, what's affecting it is COVID and related things, the problems that people are having with pneumonia. And then there is the problem of being overweight, the cardiovascular problems, heart attacks, that sort of thing. But the life expectancy in 2020 was 77.3 years. That's the last time. And that's down almost a year and a half. If you go back to 2015, life expectancy was 78.7 years here in America. So look at what's happened. And it's much, it really is, it's not so much, even though it seems obvious, okay, we can look at COVID, yada, yada. That's not really the reason. People are eating more, abusing their bodies, exercising less, even though there seems to be a focus on, and in my world anyway, people paying more attention to their weight, to their health, to their bodies, to their muscles and stuff. It just doesn't apparently go across the board. And a lot of people, frankly, are dying of boredom, I guess, in a manner of speaking. But a lot of people who are by themselves, who live by themselves, are just they're the morbidity affected by depression. You know, I mean, we probably all know somebody who is really clinically, seriously depressed. And it isn't just older people. I know a lot of people, well, people think I'm old, people that are my age, people who are younger, people your age. Jay, people, Victoria, your age, you must have friends who have gone through bouts of despair. And now there are the surge, the suicides, they call them deaths of despair. And one wonders why it is. I mean, there are a lot of people that are on drugs and they drink too much, that kind of stuff. Why do you do that to yourself? What am I missing here? Is life so bad for some and
well,
I don't see it?
People are self-medicating.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just want to end it, right? But the number one cause, interestingly enough, is not any of these things. The number one cause in the change of mortality are accidents. Number of people who are basically in cars killing themselves. Have you noticed how much we talk about road rage from time to time, but really the number of accidents? I went into the airport last night to pick up my son and my daughter-in-law, and I saw three accidents, and people, one person, I thought there was going to be a fist fight. It was just a little fender bender, but people are in such a hurry. They got to get there, and they drive so fast, and they don't pay attention to others. I notice it here.
Well,
and
people are texting and driving, let's be honest, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
maybe
that
that's
happens.
What it is. Yeah.
There, I think that there's a huge uptick in car accidents because of
that stuff.
There's
distracted driving, absolutely.
Yeah, right. Drugs, the number two cause in the uptick. Alzheimer's is up. People being shot. And that's really, you wouldn't have thought that was a statistic that would make it in here, but it is. More people die of firearms problems than alcohol disease, alcohol-related diseases. Let's see, 0.6% increase because of more strokes, people have diabetes, that sort of stuff. Heart disease, the number of people dying from heart disease and cancer has gone down. even though they're the number one and two killers, the number of people who are succumbing are down greatly. And that's because of advances, I'm sure, in all of this stuff. It really is a very interesting thing. Looking at stats always has been one of those things that I've been fascinated with. There are people who go back to the vaccines and the COVID thing. I didn't realize this about Eric Clapton, and I don't know why I didn't. I just recently, I think you pointed it out to me, Victoria, when he was in a jam with, and I don't mean a jam, I mean he was jamming with Van the Man Morrison. And
they wrote a couple songs together, basically don't wear a mask, and they're taking our freedoms away, and all this kind of, you know, ridiculousness. Mm. So, yeah, it's not made him very popular, that's for sure.
So what are people saying, though? I see Boris Johnson imposing the restriction that nightclubs have to require guests to provide the COVID masks and or they have to have shots and stuff. And Eric Clapton said he's not going to go anymore to any venue that requires you to have a vaccine.
Yeah, he says he's not
limiting.
He's not going to play anywhere that is discriminating against the present audience. Mm-hmm. And that's what they want. They want the vaccine passports.
Well, do you have to show them when you go to an event in England, do you have to actually show them your shot sheet there, or whatever you call it?
It depends.
The card?
Yeah, it depends. They're coming up with, a friend of mine just moved to London, and we spoke yesterday. She just landed Tuesday night. And so she said that she has to quarantine. She's been vaccinated, but they won't accept her vaccine. They will not accept that she's been vaccinated because it wasn't done by the national health system over there. So she has to quarantine in her house. She's not allowed to leave the house for 10 days. So it's a mess. And she said they haven't figured out vaccine passports yet. They haven't figured out, and there's a lot. Like, if you're a tourist now from America, they still have not figured out a way to acknowledge, oh, okay, you got Pfizer or you got Moderna, especially Moderna, because Moderna was not available over there. They had AstraZeneca and they had Pfizer. And so, yeah, she said it's just a complete mess, and she's stuck in the house for 10 days.
Oh, that's astounding.
Yeah, I know. I was surprised at that, too.
Wow.
To have one vaccine,
like in Ireland,
it's not accepted.
Yeah, but like in Ireland, they're on the 26th of July, they're opening up indoor dining again, but only to vaccinated people. So
you have to have your card with you then.
Yes.
Show that you've been vaccinated.
Yeah.
Hmm. That's very interesting.
I mean, there's an app as well that you can, you know, show it like an Apple Pay or Google Pay on your phone. But I'm not sure how well that works yet.
I see the president did a town hall in Ohio, and he says the FDA will fully approve COVID vaccines by the fall. This in answer to people who are saying, well, they're not really approved.
Mm-hmm.
There was an emergency approval, so how do you know they're safe? You know, the anti-vax folks. And I can understand how they ask that question. One of the things I found most interesting in regard to all of the discussion as it now heaps back and creeps back into the number one slot here, in conversation, Jerry Jones, you know him, he owns the Dallas Cowboys, which, by the way, did you know that it's the most valuable sports franchise in the history of the world?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I didn't realize that.
The funny thing is, like, the team has been terrible, but they're still the most valuable, even though they haven't been good for a long time.
Is that just because people in
merchandise
Texas are crazy about it?
I'm not exactly sure how they value it, but yeah, as a brand, sure, it's a powerhouse.
Mm-hmm. Well, Jerry Jones has been back and forth apparently on this. He believes in getting the shot himself. Maybe that's because it brings normalcy. Who knows? He's very profit more motivated, to say the least. He is talking about whether or not to require people, because this is something that I guess he must own the stadium. Most of the guys that have these big football teams, they own the stadiums too. And so what's going to happen when it comes? I was just thinking about that with regard to the Patriots or any of the football. They're back in practice. They're going to start playing their games in a few weeks, the preseason games, and then they start at the end of August with the official season. So what is the rule? Is it different depending on where you go, or did the NFL come down with some ruling that says everybody that comes into the state, how are they going to do that?
No, the NFL, it depends on what state you're in, for number one. The NFL has rules for their own players, which some of them, like we talked about the guy who was going up against Mark Cuban,
right.
Buffalo Bills, you know, he refuses to get vaccinated. And he also said he's not following any of the protocols, so lovely. It's a mix of people who, you know, players who got vaccinated right away. And then if you're not, and then if you're vaccinated, then there are no restrictions. So you can, you know, you don't need to wear a mask at all. You can go in and out of the locker rooms. You can, you know, mix and mingle with your friends and family on your own time. But if you're not vaccinated, you have to wear a mask. You have to stay isolated. You're supposed to not be around a mix of people that are outside of your immediate household. I mean, it's hard to tell. It's
looks
hard
like
to
the NFL has required 85% vaccination for the team members. So who is it? How do you decide who? Why would there be an 80? Why wouldn't it be 100%? They have. Figuring,
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's been murky, I guess, at best. It's not very clear what their policy really is.
Down in Texas, I would think. I don't know the word dangerous is the right word, but it certainly wouldn't be in vogue to be requiring vaccinations. It just doesn't seem like that's what's going on in most of the pockets that I know of in Texas, although because a lot of people are moving into Texas from other parts of the country, namely California, the winds there of change are in motion. And so when it comes to stuff like this, the states that are a little more to the right, they seem to not, you know, a lot of people are getting their shots now, but they don't like requiring them. People just want to be left to be themselves. And so that's been the tradition in Texas, but now that seems to be changing somewhat. All right, let's see here. It looks like it's 18 after the hour. You're listening to the DJV program.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
If you're worried about your borderline blood pressure, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
Garlique works safely and naturally to support my blood pressure.
Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula has a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals, so you know it works.
No garlic taste, no garlic breath.
Take charge of your blood pressure with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Introducing NobleLift lithium ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance free. With a dramatic savings in overall cost of ownership, NobleLift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
The download, the DJV download, we got two or three really kind of cool ones. Sexual activity at the Olympics, one of the things that we focused on in one of the recent downloads at DJVshow.com. Bill Cosby's wife spotted without a wedding ring. We were talking about that and the rumors that go with it. Toyota pulls their ads from the Olympics. That was something we were talking about, and I don't know how many people have thought about that, but it's pretty significant, actually, given that, they're a Japanese company. 21 after the hour. Check it all out at DJVshow.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
All right, trending time now, 23 after the hour on the DJV program. Victoria is here to listen intently to me. Well, not necessarily to me.
Always. Yeah. Always.
Yeah. Jay Kirshner in charge of all of these things. You know today was Rat Catcher's Day? That could be something that's trending. Today is National Rat Catcher's Day. Who would have thought?
I assure you, it is not trending.
Oh, isn't
what
it?
Does
oh.
that even mean? What does that even mean?
People who catch rats?
Yeah.
Like, that's a thing? Like, that's an occupation?
Yeah. Well, more in Europe.
Pest control.
Yeah, pest control. Well, that's
right.
I got to tell you something. I got a real problem with woodchucks on my farm, and we're trying to catch them in these traps where we put things down in the hole that are going to send them somewhere else. If you put, and this is for gardeners.
I just think of Bill Murray in Caddyshack. Doug out there dropping dynamite into gopher holes.
Right. Well, we've done that too, actually. But one of the things you can do, there are various forms of animal urine that you can put around things where you want to save your flowers, for example, or things in a garden. There are these bottles of urine you can get in the local hardware store, and you put a single ring around the holes or wherever the animals are, and they'll stay away. So there's a
there
tip. That may be a trending tip before the end of the day, Jay. You can rest assured everybody will pay attention to my every word when it comes to things on the farm. Okay, so what do we have as trending? Opinions from people, questions we're asking, what are the results?
Well, regarding shark advocates calling for a rebranding of violent shark attacks to be labeled quote-unquote interactions instead of attacks, weighing in on that, Johnny Powell says the shark finds that post offensive. Margaret Prolu says, what word do they want to describe for missing limb or dead swimmer?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That stuff gets ridiculous, doesn't it?
Why do we need a rebranding for shark attacks?
Yeah. It's
granted,
politically correct.
The shark doesn't want to eat you. It spits you. It spits you out as soon as it does take a bite.
We're
but
not on their menu.
You're still,
I mean, they'll take a bite,
cat.
But yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they'll take a bite and realize we taste terrible. So.
If I were swimming and a shark even swam by me and it touched me, I'm calling that a shark attack. I want the credit for it. I survived a shark attack.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Johnson, maybe I'm just old, but if there's maybe I'm just old, but if I have an interaction with a shark, that means it swam by me. If I've been attacked, that means it bit me.
Mm-hmm.
Differentiating attacks versus interaction.
Mm-hmm. I see that Gwen Stefani is talking a lot about the wedding with Blake. She says, I feel so lucky. I think they are, the two of them. Don't you think when you look at the two of them...
I love them together. I know yeah. It looks like it's a weird, you know, it's a weird pairing.
Well, but isn't that happen sometimes? People might say that about you and Lewis. You know, is it a weird pairing? Well, not for them. It is not.
You can tell they adore each other. They genuinely adore each other when you see other celebrity couples, and sometimes it seems like... they look like they're just tolerating each other right now.
I always thought of J-Lo and A-Rod never really looked happy.
When you would see photos or videos, they were not adoring. I mean, she did not look at him super adoringly, like the way
people,
she's looking at Ben now.
The People issue this week that people are talking about how much they look like they are in love, madly in love.
Totally. It's a huge difference. I mean, Hoda Kotb had J-Lo and Lin-Manuel Miranda on the other day, and she said, you look a lot happier, and J-Lo just kind of smiled and tried to get around it. But she was like, no, really, I'm looking at pictures of you and Ben, and you just look a lot happier. Mm-hmm. And she does. I mean, look, her smile is like a megawatt smile
Isn't it wonderful how one person can so affect another person? What love is really all about. Isn't that a wonderful feeling?
Mm-hmm.
Think about that.
Ben also looks happier and lighter, and he looks like he's smiling more and in a better mood. So, sure,
He's staying away from the booze and whatever other things he had that were bringing
him
down.
Let's hope, right? Yeah.
Exactly. Well, I mean, I don't think she'd put up with it, frankly. I think she's pretty much... this is it. 28 past the hour on the DJV program. Nothing beats the feel of a great towel when you step out of the shower. Wrap yourself in nothing but the best with the MyPillow towel set. Every MyPillow towel is made from proprietary technology, makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch. Plus, with a 60-day money-back guarantee, you can try them for yourself and return them if you don't like them. Made with cotton grown in the U.S., available in a variety of colors, every towel set comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, and a washcloth two-pack. For a limited time, get the MyPillow six-piece towel set, usually $109.99, for just $39.99, using the promo code DJV. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special square, enter the promo code DJV. While you're there, take advantage of the deep discounts you can get from using the DJV code on all the MyPillow products right there online, MyPillow.com. Six-piece towel set for $39.99 right now with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee. That's HTM.
Power your passions for less during Dell's exceptional Black Friday in July event. Enjoy up to $400 off high-performance Dell XPS laptops and desktops, along with next-level Alienware systems, all powered by Intel Core processors. Shop special prices on stunning Dell monitors, top brand electronics and accessories, plus enjoy free shipping on everything. Don't forget to ask for Intel when you call 800-BUY-DELL. That's 800-BUY-DELL.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Arizona state senators are calling to decertify the 2020 general election after a large number of discrepancies and irregularities were found in the Maricopa audit. Arizona Senator Republican Wendy Rogers on One America News.
Well, it proved that the election was rife with inaccuracies in the election certification that we submitted months ago. Most prominent data point that jumped out at me was the data point of 74,000 plus mail-in ballots that were used as votes but never really mailed out to the voters.
The Democrat presidential candidate won Maricopa County by roughly 10,000 votes. The United States House of Representatives voted overwhelmingly on Thursday to authorize 8,000 additional special visas for Afghans who served the United States during the occupation of Afghanistan that has now come to an end. USA Radio News.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The U.S. government has imposed sanctions on Cuba's defense minister, Alvaro Lopez Mira, Thursday for suppression of protesters in that country last week. Sanctions were also placed on Cuba's Special Forces Brigade. The sanctions prohibit payments from entities in the United States to Lopez Mira and the Special Forces. State Department spokesperson Ned Price:
we will stand with the Cuban people who are exercising their universal rights of peaceful protest, peaceful assembly, freedom of speech. We will look at additional ways we can support them. We have spoken to the formation of a remittance working group. We have spoken about the ways in which we are seeking to expand internet access so that the Cuban people can practice that freedom of expression and have the free flow of information to which they are entitled. We designated through the Global Magnitsky Sanctions Regime one individual and one entity today. This, I do not expect, will be the sum total of our actions. We're going to continue to review what more we can do, not only to support the Cuban people, but also, again, importantly, to hold to account those who would be so brazen in their efforts and attempts to violate the human rights of the Cuban people.
President Biden and the Senate have installed more federal judges during the first 6 months of his presidency than any administration since Richard Nixon. 8 federal judges confirmed since taking office. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Doug's trying to get a clue as to what's going on. Thank you very much, Richard. All right. 34 after the hour on the DJV program. Doug Steffen getting a clue from Victoria Keelan, who's always clued in. Jay Kirshner very clued in as well. Jen is off today, a bit under the weather. So we have the Kennedy Center organizing a recognition festival for Joni Mitchell, which I think is appropriate. Bette Midler, Lauren Michaels, Barry Gordy.
It's a great
I don't
group,
know.
Right?
Who's Justino Diaz? Where'd that come
An
from?
An opera singer? That.
Oh, really? So mm-hmm. I'm not cultured. I didn't know that. Thank you. For
I did not know that either. I looked it up.
Oh, you're...
yeah. I'm an opera fan, but I did not. I was not aware of that name.
Why do you like opera? What is it about opera that does it for you?
Oh, the whole experience. I love the music, and I'm a Puccini fan, and the spectacle of it. Yeah, Lewis and I both love the opera. It's probably the main thing, honestly, that I miss about living in New York City, is we used to go to the opera a lot at the Met. But, you know, everything's been shut down. So hopefully the Met can come back.
Good. Everything's been shut down. Is that something new?
Yeah, right. I don't know. There's this little virus going around.
A little virus, yeah. A little here, a little bit there. So the good news from the government is, I guess it's good news. Depends. We're all paying.
Oh, wait.
For
go
this.
Back to Kennedy Center real quick.
Sorry. Yes.
Yeah. So that's actually going. This is the second one that they've had this year because 2020 got canceled.
They lost one.
And got
yeah.
moved. So they already did one in May, and it was kind of like a virtual one. This is actually going to be back in the Kennedy Center. This is going to be the traditional one that everyone's used to seeing every year, and mm-hmm. It's taking place on December 5th. And also, because the last 5 years now, we haven't had a president and first lady present, so now President Biden and Jill Biden are expected to also be there. So it's going to be televised on CBS.
All right.
Feel like back to normal.
Right, as a matter of fact, whatever the hell, what does that mean,
yep.
Being back to normal? The IRS sending out a couple of million more stimulus checks this week, latest round going, they have set out $400 billion in relief through stimulus checks so far. Treasury Department says another $400 billion is going out, and it's only money, folks. It's only
the backlog, right? Because this is people
yes.
who didn't get it the first time or second
yep.
time around, and they had to file their taxes, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this is not like a brand new thing. Don't
Joe Biden said also this week, I think it was at that town hall in Ohio, when asked about inflation, it's only temporary. Well, actually, that's a safe statement because inflation is always only temporary. It lasts sometimes for months, sometimes it lasts for a few years. I'm thinking back over my life. The first time I think I really paid attention to inflation and knew what it was in the 70s when things went crazy when Jimmy Carter was president and the price of gasoline went up and interest rates on houses was 13% and that kind of stuff. That was a horror show. And then, you know, you've seen it. There were a few decades where it was every 4 or 5 years, inflation would go bananas. So now the inflation, which it doesn't feel like, because maybe everything is so individual, but if you take somebody to dinner and get out of the dinner for less than $100, you're doing well if it's
That's
any kind
a miracle.
Of a decent restaurant. Yeah,
That's a
right.
miracle if you
yeah.
get out. We went to a Mexican place last night. I was shocked when the bill arrived.
Oh, my God. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I took a friend to dinner the other night.
I had tacos.
Simple place. Yeah. Right.
And it was well over $100.
Yeah, right.
It was
exactly.
nuts. Yeah.
All that stuff. Price of cars, price of gasoline, you know, and you can all go right back. Don't forget who the culprits are, the Chinese government. They're the ones that created this whole reality that we're living through right now. Don't forget it, please.
How come we can't, I mean, I'm sure we could, but, like, how come we don't have a giant class action lawsuit against China?
Well, thank you. Yep.
Right? I mean, because we know we can do it, because that
yeah.
was passed when President Obama was still in office. He was against it, but Chuck Schumer really pushed it through, where the victims of 9/11, the families, were able to sue Saudi Arabia.
Saudi Arabia.
And
they
so,
got a lot of money out of them, too.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. it's so, and President Obama said he was against it only because it opened up the United States to be sued from other countries, too. But in this case, look, the law is the law there, so why isn't there a class action suit? Every single family member of a victim of COVID should be together. Where's Salino and Barnes when you need them, you know? Let's get it going.
Okay, I heard a discussion on a talk radio program. I've admitted that I don't listen to a lot of talk radio because I don't like most of it. I find it annoying. The anger bothers me because that's not my lifestyle. But I did hear an interesting conversation on a program yesterday about the rules. The discussion started with the story of the woman who smoked pot because her mother was sick and it kept her out of the Olympics. And Biden's response was, the rules are the rules. And so this person pointed out, and it didn't, you can't go anywhere with this because he was right, talking about how Joe Biden's kids skated on all of the things that they kind of got away with because they were Joe Biden's kids, and that you can go through a myriad of things. And so I hadn't really thought about that because, you know, we can't always think about every variant here. Somebody else will come up with an idea. That's why discussions about ideas are so important and worthwhile, because a lot of people have different ideas. And I thought that was just something I repeat it now because I thought it was worth repeating. That's all you can take it for what it's worth. I thought it was a very sage comment, frankly.
Well, but none of that's ever been proven. That's pure conjecture. None of it's been proven. It totally is.
Well, but proven in what circumstance? Who's going to take him to court?
What specifically are you referencing?
I think the money that the kid got from Russian.
There was absolutely nothing illegal about that whatsoever. He was sitting on the board of a company as an advisor. There's nothing illegal about that. All the Trump kids do that too.
The Trump kids also got away with all kinds of stuff. It doesn't feel good. Let's put it that way. All right.
I didn't say it was ethical. I just said it's not illegal.
It didn't feel good to have Joe Biden say that this woman, should suffer because of
He didn't say that. He said that he even acknowledged the rules need to be changed, but as they stand, those are the rules.
But the rules need to be discussed and changed. That's exactly what his quote was.
A lot of rules.
I don't know what show you were listening to, but that guy does not know his facts.
I'll send him to you. All right, Mindy Kaling says that her earnings from The Office are still pretty good. You know what this brings up? She was in The Office, played Kelly Kapoor, and she was also a writer for The Office, which is actually one of those standard shows, kind of like Friends. You know, there was a standard set, don't you think, by The Office? It was around for a long time. It boosted the career of all, pretty much everybody that was in there. But because it's still in reruns, and that's really the story here, the story behind the story is, even if you're on a network show, most of the boost comes now with the streaming shows, or the Netflix and the Amazon and Apple and all that. But shows like that were on year after year after year after year are unbelievable cash cows for the people who starred in them. I think the first note of that came from understanding what the people in Friends were making with the reruns. They made $1.5 million an episode when they were actually being shot the last 3 or 4 years. All of the six of them got $1.5 million an episode. But the amount of money that they're getting now, and then you can look at any number, all of these shows that you see on the secondary networks, the stuff that gets replayed on, TNT and USA and MyTV and ION, all of those things, the Blue Bloods and the Chicago shows, they're the money that the people who not only produce them, like Dick Wolf, but the people who are in them, it's amazing. They make almost as much money when the stuff goes into reruns as they made in salary, because most of those shows, all the people that are in them are in six figures an episode, every single one of them. So think about that. And then think about the longevity of Blue Bloods, which is what, going into its 9th season, 10th season, something like that. And all those Law and Order shows. How long has Mariska Hargitay been? 22 years? You realize the kind of cash that comes out of being in those shows. Good luck to them. But I don't think most people realize it because, there are, I don't know, maybe they just don't think about it much. But I thought it was an interesting point. As I think this is an interesting point, those of you who like to go to 7-Eleven and Walmart and eat the muffins there, hold your horses, because now they're being recalled. The muffins are being recalled. They're packaged in plastic, and they haven't been well either cooked. If you don't cook those things all the way through, the dough that's in there can develop listeria, E. coli, salmonella, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So now, this week, there's a major muffin recall. Stop and Shop, a lot of the grocery stores that have these plastic-encased muffins. Give and Go, which is the company behind the recall, says the muffins may be contaminated with listeria, which is the hardest of the three to get rid of. It's everywhere. 26 packaged muffin products, the stuff that you find at the convenience store with banana nut, chocolate chip, blueberry muffins, that sort of thing. This is bad for you. The mini muffins that are around as well, blueberry streusel, mini muffins, strawberry streusel, that kind of stuff. They were sold under the brand names Uncle Wally's, the Worthy Crumb. That's a great name, isn't it, huh? And so if you eat it, the listeria will cause you to have a very bad stomach ache. I'm talking about, and it comes out of both ends, too, if you get a bad case of it. If you have a good immune system, you'll have an infection that'll last for a day, and that'll be the end of it. Be aware that those muffins that you find at the convenience store or even in the supermarket are no good. Subway, ladies, attempting to set the record straight about their much-debated tuna again. There's a website called SubwayTunaFacts.com. Who would have thunk it? I got sick. Remember when I did last week? Because it wasn't the Subway tuna, but I had a can of tuna that I was feeding Daisy, and I grabbed it. It had been open for 4 or 5 days.
Oh, my God. You did
okay, you left that part out of the original story when you told us.
I remember I said to Jay, I was like, Jay, you're new. Everything that, you know, you never want to eat anything that Doug prepares in his kitchen, ever.
If we're all ever visiting. That's not true, and that's not fair. No.
Oh, my gosh. You have expired food. You have leftover stuff that you throw together. I mean, who lets a can of tuna sit around for 4 or 5 days and then eats it?
What's in the fridge or sitting on the counter at room temp?
No. I don't like the smell. I usually don't touch it, but I was giving it to Daisy, and I just had a bite, and I knew when I put it in my mouth. Yeah. All right, so anyway, be careful about the Subway tuna, even though they say it's okay. I'm not so sure. Consciously, I don't like tuna because I'm concerned as to whether or not it has a lot of mercury in it. I'm not convinced that even if they tell you that it's mercury-free, that it really is.
Well, any deep-water fish, you're going to have the same problem.
Yeah. Right, exactly. So on the SubwayTunaFacts.com website, they have tuna Q&A. With frequently asked questions.
First of all,
right.
I didn't even know, and I've been to Subway, you know, throughout the years.
Yeah, I like Subway. Yeah.
I didn't even know that they had tuna fish, and then until this whole thing started with these people in California sending it to a lab and saying that it was not tuna fish. And I don't know. It's crazy that maybe they should just take it off the menu.
All right, so we got one other item here. All right, did I do any commercials yet? I didn't do any commercials for it, did I? Oh, okay, let's do one.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Mike, I understand you need the part.
Carly's Car Shop demands more engine fixing horsepower. They need to floor it to find their staff some backup.
We need to finish up that coupe today. It cannot be here for another 2 weeks.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is.
And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the GetUpside app?
Yes, up to 25 cents a gallon. Cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
Some months I make $200 to $300.
Wow! That's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free GetUpside app now.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents a gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code WARM for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next fill up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code WARM for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code WARM.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe.
But some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus, and questions for Dr. Ken on DJV Health. So here is a question about Alzheimer's. There is apparently a new artificial intelligence that can tell whether or not you have Alzheimer's by making a phone call. Was that really something that's possible?
This is very exciting, Doug. This is new technology that, based on the speech pattern, analyzes the speech pattern and allows the computers, if you will, to determine if the person has Alzheimer's. They look at the word choices. They look at the intensity of the speech, the speed of the speech, the pauses in the speech, and the appropriateness of the speech. And by analyzing all these factors, they can diagnose whether you have Alzheimer's.
Pretty amazing. Is it true that over-the-counter pain medications are linked to risks in pregnancy? I ask that question because I have my son and his wife are expecting their first child, a boy, and I'm eager to tell the experience that I've had this week looking at a colored ultrasound of this baby's face. Now, I had no idea, but my son sends me this video the other day of an ultrasound, because she's going in to see the doctor every couple of 3 weeks, and they're watching the progress of the child developing. The last one we saw with the arms beginning to develop and the spine, she's about almost 5 months pregnant. But now this picture that I saw of the baby's face, Ken, it's amazing. I remember, you're the first person ever did any ultrasounds on me. I didn't even know what it was before. But it really is very vivid. So I guess I'm wondering out loud here about that and how maybe that's a breakthrough. Is it good to be able to see what's going on with the baby? But also, Specific thing that came from an annual overview of embryology, I guess that's how you pronounce it, is it when women are pregnant, should they stay away from pain medication?
Okay. A couple of things you mentioned. Yes, the advance in technology of imaging the fetus in the womb is dramatic. It's amazing.
It is.
And, you know, I was watching my daughter in 1995 and 96 by ultrasound, and what you can see today, the definition is dramatically improved. Amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so in general, drugs in pregnancy, over the counter, above the counter, whatever, pill potion, whatever, do not put anything in your mouth before you talk to your provider. And I'm not giving out medical advice here, but usually the pain reliever of choice during pregnancy is acetaminophen brand Tylenol. But don't take it until you talk to your provider, and don't put anything in your mouth in terms of any kind of pill or potion, over-the-counter prescription, unless you clear it with your doctor.
That's an NS. You've taught me about those. This non-steroidal anti-inflammatory.
That's a non-narcotic analgesic antipyretic. Boy, that's a mouthful. It's not an NSAID, a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug.
I'm sure glad I asked.
Ibuprofen or aspirin.
Mm-hmm. Is there more of a problem this year with toxic algae because of the weather in the Northeast and the Northwest? A lot of beaches have been closed down because of algae. Is that something new? What do you know about, and what does it happen where you are down in Florida where people can go on the water year-round?
Well, toxic algae is a problem that is around, and it's an old problem. It's not a new problem, and it is an issue that, you know, it waxes and wanes. One year it's a little better, one year it's a little worse, but it's been around, and it has
to do with the amount of moisture we've had in the Northeast. Nothing but rain for the last 2 weeks. I think it probably comes from that, doesn't it? At least in part.
It's really a natural part of lakes.
Mm-hmm. All right. Next up. Medicare, should they be covering the new Alzheimer's drug that's around? Apparently there's a new one called Aduhelm. Have you heard of that? Aduhelm.
Well, they decided to split the difference, and they're going to cover it for mild Alzheimer's, and that's been the decision.
Really? All right. So there they are, questions and answers from Dr. Ken Kronhaus. I'm Doug Steffen. We're here every week at this time with a lot of information. It's hard sometimes to absorb it all, but it really is good as we move forward, especially as people have lots of questions about COVID and the Delta. You can find them here. Thanks to Dr. Ken Kronhaus. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.